Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
I just hate opening up the microphones here knowing that we can't give you enough. We can't give you loads because we're running out of time at the end of the show. And you could say, hey, why don't you just record this after the show? But we said no. Once 10 o'clock comes.
I'm going to try and give you something. I want to give you some information.
Well, this is your last day doing it from your gaff.
Yeah, do you know, here's a fun fact. It's nearly the anniversary, the 3-year anniversary of when my father found a tortoise.
Oh.
Do you remember when he robbed a tortoise from the kid?
Oh God, yeah, and I didn't, we get Lachlan, our old producer, to pretend to be from the DSPCA. Or was it Beryl?
My dad had a few drinks and he started to swear at Lachlan, our old producer.
Started to talk back. He was like, no, I'm not giving back this turtle.
It can't be 3 years, Graham.
It can't be.
It must be around 5.
Yeah, that's zoo crew time. That's when we're on the zoo crew. How do you know? Well, and it must be more than that.
Give me more, Graham.
I don't have more. I don't have more. Well, you're going to hear about my spot pretty soon. But you're going to hear about the spot on the back of my neck. What I didn't talk about on the show is the spot underneath my mouth, on the left-hand side of my mouth, directly opposite where I had a massive boil last week. There's something going on in my body. It's not right.
You're run down, Graham. You need to relax, calm down, and avoid chippers.
When I'm working with you, it's difficult. You're home there with your leg up. You can't do it! On the show this morning, we are going to talk about My Spots, Nathan's new favourite documentary, Meeting Other Halves, Free Airtime Friday, and a bag of wet eggs. Here we go.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I feel like I need to take a massive deep breath because I'm so passionate about the thing I'm about to talk about. I don't want to let it down. I want to make sure that you afterwards will watch this because there is a brand new documentary on Netflix. And I said it a few minutes ago, but it is the greatest thing I've watched over the last 10 years. It's better than Normal People, Graham. Do you remember when you watched Normal People and you said, I'm a different person?
Yeah.
I used to lie and say, me too, just because I wanted to have things in common with you. But in fact, I now feel the same way as you with Normal People with this documentary. Okay, let me sell it to you.
Go for it. I'm very much intrigued. I saw something on your Instagram. I saw a weird title. I wasn't really that interested in it.
It is called My Octopus Teacher. All right, that is the name. Let me sell it to you. It is about a South African man who befriends an octopus. He swims out every day in the same spot in the water and he greets the octopus, and it's about him forming a relationship. Not a physical one, just an emotional one. And Graham, at one stage you realise that he's actually learning so much from the octopus.
Okay.
That he's using in his day-to-day life.
So which one is Connell and which one is Marianne? Is the octopus Connell or is Marianne octopus?
No one is wearing a sexy chain.
Okay. Is Graham, the octopus Connell's girlfriend he got in college when Marianne went to Sweden?
Graham,
what?
Stop speaking about Normal People. I want to tell you that this documentary touched on every single emotion. At one stage, I was laughing. At one stage, I was angry. At one stage, I started to cry. I haven't cried watching a show in quite a long time.
I'm going to type it into Twitter here because Twitter is very unforgiving, and that will give you a real insight into what the psyche of, what's it called, My Octopus Teacher.
My Octopus Teacher. Please read out good reviews here because honestly, you listening, you have to watch this.
Okay, guy says, My Octopus Teacher is joy, sadness, beauty, awe.
Oh, that's what I was trying to say, but he said it so much better.
My Octopus Teacher on Netflix has touched my soul. That's not bad. My Octopus Teacher is the single greatest film I've ever seen. Someone else goes, am I going to be an emotional wreck after My Octopus Teacher? That's just more of a question. If you're an ocean person, you must watch My Octopus Teacher. If you're not an ocean person, you must really watch it. Stunning. And then can't believe I was up until 1 a.m. last night watching a documentary of a man's bond with an octopus. It's an interesting one. It's very you. It's very you to come on the radio and say, I watched a documentary about a man and an octopus.
Graham, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to watch it again this afternoon.
Oh, that's not saying much.
Good.
That's not saying much. You literally watched the same movie four times in the space of a week recently, and it wasn't even that good of a movie. What's that movie called?
It was called Palm Springs with Andy Samberg.
Yeah, it wasn't a great. It was an okay movie. You watched it four times in a week.
Graham, make me a promise.
Okay.
Over the weekend, you will watch My Octopus Teacher, and as soon as you're finished, you will record your thoughts about it.
Do I have to do it this weekend?
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay, me. Well, I suppose it won't be that busy that weekend if we go into level three, so we won't have much to do. So everyone watching My Octopus Teacher. Look, if I have time, how long is this, roughly? Hour and a half?
An hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, that's actually doable. Okay.
Come on.
Let me...
Will you do it for me?
I'll record my reaction afterwards.
Yes, and I want producer Callum to do it as well.
Okay.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nathan, very rude of you this morning.
Oh, why?
You didn't say...
Happy birthday, Graham.
No, you didn't say good morning to the latest member of the team.
Oh, who is it?
The boil on the back of my neck, behind my ear.
Oh, God. Man, I'm really worried about you.
I am, for some reason over the last couple of weeks, I'm getting really aggressive spots and boils. Aggressive ones. And there's one in the back of my neck, behind my ear, that general area. It's actually where Justin Bieber has a beautiful tattoo. I have a massive boil. And I put it up on my Instagram so everyone could see. Nathan, you obviously aren't in the studio. You're doing the show from home. What was your opinion when you first saw it on Instagram?
It's absolutely shocking. It's so red. It's big. It moves a little bit. I saw a few tufts of hair. Honestly, you've said it to me in the past because I am so injury prone that if I was an animal, you'd put me down. Surely you must be going into that camp now.
This is a weird one though, because it's perfectly round. Like, it's if you wanted to draw an animation of a spot, this is what you get. And I put up on my Instagram, and these are some of the comments that I got back of people describing the spot. Someone goes, "You look like you've been microchipped," which is true because Elon Musk wants to put a microchip in your brain just behind your ear on your neck area. Yeah. So that's true. Laura from the Zoo Crew says, "That is a nipple." Another one says, "Jesus, the effing size of that thing." Someone else goes, "That is Dr. Pimple Popper worthy." Problem is, it isn't ready to be popped yet. We got another one. "That yolk has its own gravitational pull. Einstein could use that to observe the bending of light and prove the theory of relativity." Very intelligent man. "That is vile, WTF." That was actually from my sister. Another one goes, "After I was talking about it, I actually can't finish my dinner after you talking about that."
Oh, no.
And following on from yesterday, my rant about gender reveal parties, someone goes, "You need to have a gender reveal party for that wee boil." Oh, and another person goes, "I would pay money to get my hands on that bad boy."
Oh, that's horrible. Graham, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, I did put up a poll and say, should I pop it on Instagram? And it's so funny. People are really passionate about this. They either go, "Yes, please," and then send me a private video afterwards. And I said, "You can get it on my OnlyFans account." And other people are like, "That is disgusting. You make me want to get sick." But I did a Nathan O'Reilly last night on it. I was sitting on the couch. I was watching the Shamrock Rovers AC Milan game. And I was thinking, why am I getting these boils? What is going on? And I did...
Oh, did you Google it?
I did the thing that I always tell you not to do when you feel sick, and I Googled it. And listen to this. And we all know at this stage that our phones are listening to us. They're tracking what we say. We get that. But it still surprises me how specific they are. So I just Googled, "Why am I getting?" That is it. And it could be anything. Why am I getting a divorce? Why am I getting ignored on the street? All these kind of random questions. I just said, "Why am I getting?" First one, spots. You think, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Next one, hives. Next one, headaches. And then the fourth suggestion on Google of why am I getting is spots on my neck.
Oh, that is weird.
And I was like, God, if this was 2 years ago, your brain would explode. Now you kind of expect it, but still, every now and again you go, "Whoa, that is so specific. So specific."
Graham, the poll that you put up, how's it looking? Okay. Do most people want to see you pop it?
Let me find it here. We are at 75% yes. So yeah, as well as your Netflix My Octopus Teacher, you will be tuned into My Pimple Popper Teacher as well on my Instagram over the weekend.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
7:38 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning.
There's no hot girls out here in the Nevada desert. Just tumbleweed and a bowl of sand.
It is the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Happy Friday, Sheriff.
Happy Friday. I'm excited to having you back into the studio on Monday.
Oh my God, is the sheriff flirting with me? Graham, do you want to begin?
Yeah, let's begin with this. We all know I'm a celebrity. Get Me Out of Here isn't going to be coming to us from Australia. It's coming to us from North Wales in Gairach Castle. ITV have hired out the castle for 6 weeks for a total sum of £1 million. But of course, they've had to do a few refurbishments to the castle because it's a crumbling old castle. So some of the money they've had to put into it has gone towards building a purpose-built TV studio within the castle. That's where Ant and Dec will be doing the live TV show from. They've had to restore the roof because the tiles have been crumbling. They've put an unsheltered area in where contestants can light their campfire. But because of the wet British weather in the winter, they've installed a temporary roof using extra strong plastic, which is fitted above their sleeping area because they were reckon, you know, having 3 weeks worth of wet, miserable celebrities isn't going to be the greatest bit of television. So they have the plastic roof. The only thing about the plastic roof I foresee is it's going to be very annoying. The, you know, the sound of
the
rain
sound
on a roof. It's going to be
it's like when you're in a caravan or something, you hear that. Graham, I'm wondering, this year, are they going to be eating animal genitals?
I don't know, because there's something about animal rights in Britain is different to how it is in Australia, but I'm pretty sure there'll be the likes of haggis and liver and all that kind of stuff. But people eat liver normally. But it will be nice when it does come in November, because it will kind of give us a little bit of normality, because I'm a celebrity, always on a couple of weeks before Christmas, and you're kind of thinking, oh, well, this is a bit of normality that I'm a celebrity still going ahead.
Well said, Graham. Thank you for that. I want to speak about love this morning. There is an article on the Mirror online. Irish celebrity couples that you forgot were ever a thing. Now, this isn't really a news story. This is just a reminder.
Okay.
Graham, did you know in 2012, Laura Whitmore dated this guy?
So here we go.
Danny Corona?
Danny Corona.
Danny Corona.
His real name is Danny O'Reilly, but I like to call him Danny Corona. Also, very surprising, the model Holly Carpenter, she used to date this guy.
Heroes with ghosts.
Same guy.
Yeah, not at the same time, hopefully.
Okay.
I'm going to go through a few other couples. Did you know Brian O'Driscoll used to date Glenda Gilson from Exposé?
That's an A-list couple off the Celtic Tiger. That's a Celtic Tiger couple right there.
And
Brian definitely had the blonde tips and mullet as well when that was happening.
How about Roz Purcell and Brezzy?
How about yes?
Hey, I see you, Roz Purcell and Brezzy, and I raise you Callum Best and Georgia Salpa.
Whatever happened to Georgia Salpa? She was the Kim Kardashian of Ireland. Again, that was a big Celtic Tiger model, Georgia Salpa.
Friend of the show, Brian McFadden, was married to Kerry Katona.
We know that one. Come on, Nathan.
Last one. This is very juicy. Did you know that our very own Samantha Mumba used to date this guy?
Cisco?
Cisco. They dated briefly. What do you think about that?
I think yes. I think we need to bring them back together.
Every time I kept saying, what do you think about this couple, all you said is, yes, please, yes, daddy likes. It was a little bit creepy.
Never once said daddy. That's the words you use. Wasn't Cisco on Big Brother there a while ago?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, okay. Producer or sheriff, whatever your name is on a Friday.
Graham gets the win because of Nathan's use of daddy.
Ah, so close.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You know what time it is.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
So the other day I got water and fairy liquid and I started wiping the shelf for the radio award that we're going to win for Gotta Get It Wrong. But then yesterday I said, do you know what? We are living in a pandemic. I got antibacterial wash and I started spraying that down.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't put fairy liquid to clean a shelf. That's for dishes.
Why not?
It's for dishes.
I was going to put the shelf in the dishwasher. Right, introduce this game, Graham.
2 weeks, that's all we have to wait. And it'll then end and we won't win the award and we'll all move on with our life. This is the game where we put 1 minute on the clock. Nathan asks you questions. If you get them wrong, and a lot of them wrong, on top of our leaderboard, you'll win €100 at the end of the week, which is this morning on Friday. That means, Gemma, you could be winning €100 this morning. Are you confident?
I am confident, I hope so.
Oh, I love to hear it, Gemma. I believe you're a primary school teacher. Where are you teaching?
St. Mark's in Springfield in Tala.
Shout out St. Mark's this morning. So what's your surname? What do you miss what?
Miss O'Regan.
Miss O'Regan. Shout out Miss O'Regan's class in Tala this morning, St. Mark's in Springfield. Do they know you're coming on the radio?
Yeah, I told a few of them yesterday morning, so we're very excited.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Did they give you any advice?
No, we had a few practice questions, but it was a bit hard, but I might practice now when I go into school, so, because you're only senior infants, so might make it a game in school.
Okay, well, let's have a game. These are the rules. You know the rules anyway, Gemma, but just in case you've got any first-time listeners, we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Anita, she came on very early in the week and got 15. You must get 16 or more to win that €100. Gemma, it's just yourself and Nathan for the next minute. Best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
How many Fast and Furious films are there?
17.
What is Vin Diesel's job?
A plumber.
Do your best Mary McAleese impression.
All right, mate.
Name a JoJo song.
Gotta get it wrong.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Tomatoes.
Who is the lead singer of Picture This?
Brian McFadden.
What TV show is Phil Mitchell in?
Coronation Street.
What TV show is Ian Beale in?
Fair City.
What TV show was Dot Cotton in?
Hollyoaks.
What TV show was Grant Mitchell in?
The Late Late Show.
What was the name of Harry Styles' second album?
Gotta get it wrong.
What colour is tomato ketchup?
Pink.
What colour is mayonnaise?
Purple.
What's 77 minus 8?
2.
19 plus 10 is 24. True or false?
False.
Speak Dutch.
Out of time.
Okay. Oh, Gemma, how did you find that?
Not good. It's a lot harder on the radio and everyone says that. It's like, how hard can it be? But that is a lot harder.
I like the way you were saying gotta get it wrong a lot. You were plugging our game and we appreciate that. Do you know
what,
Gemma?
You've only 2 weeks to win the award. I was just trying to get you all the votes.
Come on. Nothing can help us.
I think we're going to win, Gemma.
Yeah, I think you were dead right
now. We're not going to win, Gemma. Gemma, no matter how hard you try, Gemma, it's not going to work.
They're getting their brown envelopes, Graham.
It's not going to work.
Gemma, I have to say, you came on this morning, you're so likeable, you're a hell of a teacher, you're smart, you're clever, you're smart, you reminded me of someone.
Oh God.
You reminded me of a very, very young Milky Bar kid.
Okay, I'll take that.
With the glasses and the straw blonde hair.
Strawberry blonde hair.
I do have strawberry blonde hair.
Not straw blonde hair, not scarecrow. This is what I have to put up with every morning, Gemma. And his use of words, you're smart, you're clever, you're smart. Come on.
I forgot I said smart. Gemma, you got 12.
Oh, no. Not to worry. Gemma, a great player. Thank you so much for coming on and have a good day at work. Goodbye, Gemma. That means our winner is Anita.
Anita, you made Mama so proud.
Anita wins that 100 euro with a score of 15. Which
you're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Just want to thank you, Graham, once again for calling over yesterday and buying me milk, because you did message beforehand and say, do you need any milk? Because I want to have a coffee in your place. And I said, actually, we have no milk. So yeah, that would be great. And you ended up picking up milk that was the smallest carton you will ever find in a shop, and it was also low fat, so I thought that was a cheap shop.
Well, you are saying you're looking after your diet because you're not moving that much due to your injury, but also, why would I pick you up a 2 litre milk? I picked you up, I think it was like a 250 ml, or the smallest one you can get. You don't drink that much milk. Every time I'm in your house, you don't have milk. Why would I buy you milk, spend over 150 on a carton of milk for you when you're not going to use it?
Graham, it's already gone off.
It's not gone off in a day. It's not gone off in a day. Would you keep quiet?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's do it. Let's attempt to do a radio show. Graham, I want to give a massive shout out to producer Callum. He did something so sweet last night. Listen to this. He ended up FaceTiming me just to check in on me to see if my knee is okay, because of course I've injured it. And you're not going to believe, he ended up meeting my girlfriend Becca because she was over.
Now, I have an issue with this, because when I rang you, you were like, oh, hey, Callum, Becca's here as well. Like, fair enough. I've never met the girl. And how long have you been going out?
It's very offended.
What?
How long? What's your problem? How long have you and Becca been a couple?
I would say 1 year and 2 months.
And we've never met. Okay, let's take away the coronavirus and the pandemic and everything. That's still a good part of a year that we've never met each other.
Yeah, but Callum, you've met previous exes in the past.
Yeah,
and
I've got on well with them.
Yeah, but I blame you for their downfall, why it didn't work out. I think you're my unlucky charm.
Isn't there a movie in that, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? Or what's the one? There's someone when, if you date this guy, then you'll eventually find the love of your life. But Callum is kind of, if Callum meets your girlfriend, you end up breaking up. Or has it got to do with Callum such a stud that they look at Nathan and they go, ugh, I don't want to be with him anymore.
We wish we could have Callum instead.
So,
I'm really sorry, Callum, you feel like this.
It's just, is a year and a half, and I feel like we're good friends to have an inner circle of friends as well. And I've met Graham's girlfriend Claire many times.
Claire's still with me, so it's obviously just it's just your problem there, Nathan. So a year and a bit is what we're saying for Callum to meet his friend Nathan's other half. How long has it been since you didn't meet one of your, we'll say, very close friends, boyfriend or girlfriend? Has there been someone in your close friend's life that you actually didn't meet for ages? And what was the length? Give us a text or WhatsApp on 087 711 1038. And we understand people are doing a lot of travelling. We're talking about living in the same country. Were they hiding their other half from you, and for how long?
I'm not hiding my other half.
I think you are. It was awkward because I've never met her in real life, and I'm sure she's heard stuff about me as well. It's just very, very weird.
Get a load of this guy.
What is this? The Callum Show?
She's heard. She knows all about. Hello, Becca. I'm sure you've heard all about me.
Oh, Callum has the best laugh in the world, doesn't he, Becca?
I was thinking about this during Dermot Kennedy, about my group of friends, my really close friends from school. There's about five of us who are really close, and one of them lives in Asia, and he met his current girlfriend while living in Asia. I've met her twice. Abroad while in Asia. And I've got a friend, similar closeness, who has a girlfriend who lives in Ireland, and I've never met her. And they've been both going out with these girls for 2 years. So I've met the girlfriend in Asia twice, but I haven't met the girlfriend from the lad back home at all. And both went out for 2 years. But Amy contacted us, said, this is great. We went out to celebrate our friend's engagement a few weeks back. We were so happy for her, but we'd never met him before.
Oh no. Oh, that is a little bit awkward.
Imagine if you've never met someone who on their wedding day.
Oh.
That would be mad.
And you call them the wrong name.
the ex's name.
Congratulations.
That you used to get on really well with. So 087-711-1038. What's the longest you've gone without seeing one of your close mates, either boyfriend or girlfriend? And we understand, you know, people live in Australia and Asia and America and all that. But has it happened when they've been living in Ireland? And have they been hiding them, like producer Callum is claiming Nathan has done with Becca? We're asking you, how long has it been since you met the boyfriend or girlfriend of a very close friend? How long did it go, Natasha?
So my best friend has been going out with somebody since just before Christmas, and they moved in together at the start of lockdown, and I have never met him in person, but I have met him on video calls where my friend needed some guidance and she was giving him a COVID haircut.
Well, they still haven't met in person though.
Yeah, it's kind of like myself, producer Callum and Becca.
Murren is on the line. Good morning, Murren.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Murren, so what's happened to you? Have you met your friend's other half?
No, and she's been going out with him 4 years. I don't think she's seen a picture of him.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Is he real?
Yeah.
Do we think he's a real person?
Yeah, I keep saying to her, like, he must be fictional, and I'm just waiting for to meet him now. At this stage, I kind of joke about it every time I meet her.
Murren, does she live in Ireland?
Yeah, she's been living in Dublin the last few years. She's moved down to Carlow to move in with him. So, nice. Yeah, I'm hoping I'll get to meet him at some stage soon now.
Well, fingers crossed. Well, obviously, if we go into stage three, we can't leave Dublin. But when we can leave Dublin, I think you should go down to Carlow and surprise him. What do you think about that? I think that's a good idea. Murren, thank you so much. We got a message in from Tara. She said, I hadn't met my best mate's girlfriend for about 18 months, then randomly bumped into her when she was by herself in the local chipper. We both recognised each other from Instagram and it was so awkward. That was about a year ago and haven't met her since. Wow.
We are aware this is actually quite a sensitive topic. A lot of people aren't answering their phones. They want to remain anonymous. We got this message in. It took my boyfriend nearly 3 years to introduce me to his two best friends.
Okay.
They all live on the same road.
Oh.
Less than a 20-minute walk from my house.
It's cold weather. It's kind of and this one might top it, okay?
Right.
My housemate and friend since primary school, housemate, now remember this, has been going out with his girlfriend for 8.5 years and I still haven't met her.
What?
How disgusting is your house that you want to invite her over?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan's Free Airtime Friday with Champion Green, the biggest hashtag support local movement in a generation.
So Graham and I, we're fully aware that businesses are struggling big time at the moment in this pandemic. Their advertising budget has been completely slashed. And normally in radio, if you were to come on, you would have to pay money to promote your business. But Graham and I, we said, look, no, can we do something nice? Can we support local businesses? Have them on for free, but there is a catch. They only have 9 seconds to promote their business.
A lot of to and fro with the sales team got us to do this. 9 seconds and one chance to do it. And we have teamed up with Champion Green for this, which is a national initiative driving the recovery of our communities and economy after the COVID-19 crisis. Okay, Nathan, we have 6 businesses lined up. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
9 seconds. I hope they use it as best they can. And of course, remember, if you hear something and you catch it and you go, didn't quite catch it there, I'd like to listen again, you can get it on the Fully Charged Daily Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Kira is first up. Kira, 9 seconds, go.
Hey everyone, Kira here from SPV Energy, specialised in the design and installation of solar PV panels. SEI grants are available. Visit spvenergy.ie.
Oh no, she just missed out on the contact details, didn't she?
I think we got spvenergy.ie. I think so I presume it was .ie. But there's solar panels and stuff with energy. That's good.
I liked how she began. Hey everyone. Like, she was very charming and nice. I think you have to go and support this business.
Next up, we have Aaron. Aaron, your 9 seconds starts now.
Allthingsoffice.ie for the best value in office supplies, stationery, ink, toner and COVID-19 protection product. It's all things up.
Oh, once again, we keep missing the contact details.
I think they got office supplies and COVID-19 protection as well.
Yeah, I like that. Ink and toner, I heard as well.
But unfortunately, we're not getting... We didn't get how to contact them.
Yeah.
Lead with the contact, maybe. Maybe go number and then say what I do. Like, I'm the greatest plumber ever.
All right, let's move on.
I'd hire that.
Next business.
Okay, Quiva, go.
Unleash your creative side with Art Zone art classes for all ages and all stages. Available in venues and online. Book now at Art Zone.
Oh no!
What a fantastic delivery.
Kiva's delivery honestly felt like an American television ad. Hey, you want art classes? Go to Art Zone.
So we really know the name of the company, we just don't know where to do it. But I presume if you Google the name of the company, you'll find it. You don't need the exact website these days. Right, we're moving on to Lucien. 3, 2, 1, go.
LI Physio Clonakilty Village. On our website, sportsphysiotherapy.ie, you can check out up qualifications and book your appointment online. Always.
Oh
no.
Well, this is a business that interests me.
Yeah, I was thinking that because you've injured your quad.
I can check him out online, but I'm not too sure how to check him out online. But he's definitely a physio. Lucien is a physio. Maybe just Google Lucien physio. We got two more to go, Nathan. And our second last one comes from Zoe. Go.
Hi, we're
Eastern
High School of Music based in Rathmines. We run children's music classes in 3 months up to 18 years. Check us out at lpsm.ie.
Oh, easy.
Yes, that was it, Zoe.
Easy. LPSM.
That was impressive.
.ie. It's a music class from Rathmines.
Yeah, you used to live in Rathmines, Graham. Did you ever hear music playing?
Yeah, it was Zoe. She was to stand on the corner. Shout LPSM.ie.
You used to think it was the dead crow outside your house.
Right, our last one is Niall. Niall, you have 9 seconds to sell your business. Again, if you hear something and you want to check out the Daily Podcast, the Fully Charged Daily Podcast. Niall, 9 seconds, here we go.
You can find us at pettyperfect.ie. We offer free advertising to businesses in the events industry over COVID-19. If you're organising an event, look us up for all your...
Not bad.
Very strong, because he actually did what you were saying, Graham. He began with the contact details.
Yeah, partyperfect.ie, helping out events in COVID-19 times.
My only issue with this company, could they also try and find me friends? Like, throw the party, but also hire people to pretend to be my friend?
We need an acting school for that. We'll hire some actors. This is our last... next week is our last Friday doing Free Airtime Friday. So if you think it's something that interests you and your business, you can register right now. spin1038.com/airtime.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Can I tell you folks something about my laptop?
Yes, please do. The laptop that has no protector, no nothing, and you barely use it.
Well, I have been using it quite a lot because I've been broadcasting from home, but I actually want to get something off my chest. The laptop makers, they've become very crafty these days.
Okay.
You know I don't enjoy updating anything, whether that's my mobile phone or this laptop.
Well, it's mainly your mobile phone, and I get that. You like what you have. You don't want more. You're a simple man, and you don't want new shiny things. You're happy with what you have, and you'll go on with the rest of your life with what you have.
I don't like change.
Yeah.
Now, with this laptop, in the past, normally they say... update and restart, or the other option is shut down, and I go, oh, we don't need to update, I'm gonna shut down. But the other day, I'm telling you, I don't know who's responsible. Maybe it's Mark Zuckerberg, maybe it's
Mark Zuckerberg.
Donald Trump.
It'd be more Bill Gates now, I'd say, than anyone.
So my laptop told me update and restart,
okay,
or shut down and update.
Sophie's choice. You had to do one. So it was giving you no other option but to update.
So what I did was I did update and restart. And then while it was updating, I held down on the button. I held down on the button so it fell asleep.
So you thought that you would cancel the update mid-update.
Cancel the update.
And how?
But it's still updated. It's a different computer.
Do you not feel it's good when you got a new interface? And like,
no.
Okay, never mind. Well, look, if you have an update, if you have a laptop that you want to update, just in general, the more the hardware than the software, listen to this. Harvey Norman have you sorted, especially if you're going back to college this year, with their massive range of computers, tablets, laptops, and even if you're moving accommodation, they got desks and bedding. And we have a laptop to give away this morning. It's an Acer Aspire 3 laptop.
This is the last laptop we're giving away. So if you want it, it's very simple. We're going to cross over to a video lecture, and there's going to be a rather strange lecturer speaking about a certain musician. All you'd have to do is tell us who that musician is. Now, the problem is the broadband slash Wi-Fi keeps dropping out.
You keep saying broadband slash Wi-Fi all week. You can just say the internet. It just keeps failing. Here we go.
For your final music lecture, and this morning we are going to talk about. Yes, she used to be a Disney star on the Disney Channel. She has a very famous father from the country and western scene, and she infamously licked a and rode a ball and sang, I came in like a ball, I never hit so hard in love.
Who is it?
Wow, this is very racy this morning.
Who is it? Well, it's the broadband slash Wi-Fi's fault. Losing your love. Picture this, an unconditional good morning. It's 9:18 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Ooh.
What? Is everything okay?
Oh, some issues we have in the studio. We're trying to give away a laptop right now. However, the phone lines seem to be down. So producer Callum
is... Give a big shout out to Harvey Norman. Big thanks to them. They've sorted us out with the laptop. The laptop we want to give you this morning is an Acer Aspire 3 laptop.
Producer Callum is scuttling around. Oh, do we have someone on the line?
They've not spoken to me.
What's their name?
Louise.
Oh my
Hello,
God, Louise.
Hi.
No way, get out of town.
Louise, our phone system is broken at the moment. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Louise? Yeah.
Loud and clear. Well, Louise, I wasn't expecting to speak to somebody right now because I thought the phones were down. Do you know where you can get some good phones? Harvey Norman, yeah. Louise.
Yeah, is Louise still there? I can't hear her out of my headphones.
Louise, are you walking around? What's going on? Your coverage is horrendous.
Yeah, my coverage is really bad in this area.
Okay, don't move. Don't move from there, all right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, Louise, do you know what? It sounds like you need a new laptop.
I do need a new laptop, yeah.
Right, well, we're going to cross over to our virtual lecture once more. It's a music lecture. He's talking about an artist. Here's a short clip of it again so you get an idea.
And this morning, we are going to talk about... Yes? She used to be a Disney star.
Okay, so that's just a short clip of what we heard before. Who were we talking about?
Miley Cyrus.
Okay, let's find
Lock
out.
Lock it in.
And this morning, we are going to talk about Miley Cyrus.
Oh, she's done it! Yes!
Come on! How do you feel?
Delighted. I've actually been entering all week, and my kids said, enter today again. We know you'll win it today if you enter.
Your kids... are fortune tellers.
They had a feeling.
I'm telling you.
Can you ask your kids, am I going to have hair on the top of my head in the next few weeks?
They're in school now, so I can't.
Oh, that's a no. Thank you so much. Enjoy that laptop. And remember, it's all thanks to Harvey Norman, who are the number one destination for all your college needs this year.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
About to break in my hands.
Anne-Marie and James Arthur with Rewrite the Stars. What an absolutely beautiful song. And now it's time for this.
Boys and girls, who wants a riddle?
Oh, I hope you like cinema passes.
What is it? Oh, it's so difficult.
Where did these riddles from?
The man is a genius.
Nathan's hired one.
Mind blown.
I'm satisfied.
When I was a young boy, I wanted to be a riddle. I was fascinated with riddles. My parents would often see me in the living room looking through a riddle book. I didn't have many friends, and now I'm on the radio with very few friends, but I have riddles, and I want to give you a riddle this morning, Graham.
Hit me.
The riddle. A man calls his dog from the opposite side of the river. The dog crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or a boat. How?
Okay, let's get some answers. G.
Man carried the dog across the river. That's how he got across.
Lemon in. Did he carry the dog? That works. Yeah, dog didn't get wet. That's a yes for me.
Gee, that does work, but it's not the answer I'm looking for.
Oh,
sorry.
Of course. Sorry, I always forget. It doesn't matter if you've got the right answer. We're looking for what answer is on Nathan's screen. Robbie, do you have the answer that's on Nathan's screen?
Disappointing this morning, Nathan. The river's dry. The dog walked across. Bang. Jobs are good.
God,
jeez, a lot of ha-ha, bang, wallop, snap, crackle and pop. The river was dry. Robbie,
dry your
wrong.
Eyes. Dry your eyes, Robbie. Sinead.
Dog jumped across the river.
A dog jumped. Oh, look, rivers are generally quite wide. I'm going to tell you that you're wrong.
Sophia.
Sorry.
Stepping stones? I think stepping stones. Yeah, I'm going to go with stepping stones.
Sophia, the little dog, woof woof, stepping on the stones. That'd be a beautiful image, but it's not the image that I see. This morning.
You're joking me. You're joking me. Dan, welcome to Nathan's Hard One.
Hello, hello.
Dan, the man, welcome. It's an absolute treat to be chatting to you. Are you a fan of Nathan's Hard One?
You know what? I really am.
Oh, I appreciate it. Dan, you have an answer. What is it?
Upon thinking long and hard about the great riddle, I believe the river itself is frozen, thus allowing the doggo to cross the river with ease.
Interesting. Very eloquent
Dan,
answer.
You are articulate. You're like a poet. I feel like I'm chatting to Patrick Kavanagh. Dan, I sincerely hope you're sitting down right now because I have some news for you, buddy.
I'm sitting down.
You are correct!
Yay!
Frozen and the dog, a woof woof to you, managed to cross over. How do you feel, Dan?
You know what? I think my entire 22 years of existence had led to this exact moment. I'd like to thank my parents for always believing in me. It's a big moment.
I think the biggest riddle here is that Dan is only 22.
he's
sound about 52.
Around 40.
Dan, congratulations. You win a night out of the cinema.
Wait,
and us,
wait.
Thanks a million, man.
Wait. Dan?
Oh.
Dan, I'm always looking to improve this segment. How can I improve?
How can you improve it?
Yeah.
Drop it. Drop it.
Oh,
drop
it. Oh, God. There's a lot of pressure on me right now.
Drop the segment, Dan.
Drop it like
I want to say, first of all, that the segment is fantastic in itself. And to be honest, I think you can't tweet perfection.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, keep doing what you're doing and don't change.
Okay. Well, he's never heard that before. Dan, thank you very much. You won Nathan's Hard One.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And then I spotted something on Twitter this morning that nearly made me get sick. And so, well, the person who posted it had pretty much the same experience. The user is @TrumpetSexy. Interesting username. And they took a picture of a shelf in their local Morrisons. Now, Morrisons would be equivalent of kind of Super Value over here. And the user said, "My local Morrisons is selling actual sacks of wet eggs. This is the most wretched and cursed thing I've ever witnessed." And Nathan, you have the picture of the shelf in front of you. Can you please describe what these wet eggs look like?
So there's around 42 boiled eggs without the shell in a blue bag, and they're floating around some sort of egg juice. I will say the egg juice looks yellow, and they're just kind of lying there as you can imagine grapes. Do you know sometimes you buy grapes in a plastic bag?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, but replace the grapes with boiled eggs.
But it's in a preservative. They're in this juice to have to make sure they don't go off. And it's a sack. It's not just a small little bag like a pick and mix bag. It's a sack, and it's got a handle on it where you carry it, and there's over 20 eggs in there. Also, the strange thing about it is they're being sold in the meal deal section of Morrison's beside the meal deal like packs of Walker's Crisps and a sandwich.
Now, the egg juice is there because maybe the eggs are pickled. So if you can imagine gherkins and other pickles, they tend to be in jars of liquid around them. I have to tell you, Graham, I'm not surprised by this. I've witnessed it with my own beady eyes before.
Okay.
In a previous life, I worked in a newsagent. I won't say the newsagent, but I did get fired from that job. And at the back, they used to get orders in where there would be loads of boiled eggs. This would be for the deli, but it came in a bucket instead of a plastic bag, and it was covered in, once again, this yellow egg juice.
Disgusting.
But they wouldn't do it in the front of house so customers could see it. All happened in the back. And I tell you, one day I was going to tweet about it, and I would have been the Edward Snowden of eggs.
The Mirror Online contacted Morrison's looking for a comment, and they said that they were selling them to avoid waste from the salad bar. So the deli, they said, these boiled eggs are prepared for our salad bar. Sometimes, rather than wasting them, we offer them to customers directly in a sack full of preservative that looks like urine. I added that bit at the end. It's absolutely disgusting. So I'd say it would do more damage to your shop than good.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
How much would I have to pay you to drink that egg juice?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Mustard and egg juice. Two no-nos for me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.